Praise the Lord. Joyful, happy, blessed, emancipated people. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your name for all you've done already. And we know you're not a stale, old, ancient God that has nothing new to do. Lord, we pray tonight afresh, anew. Empower your people tonight in Jesus' name. Miracles of salvation, conversion, justification, miracles of healing, deliverance, emancipation, do in every life. And be glorified in every life tonight, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight, I bring a message from the Word as every time. But we need to understand God's plan, God's provision, and God's method of working for this present time. How does he bring emancipation, salvation, justification, and bringing people unto himself? Now, we need to understand, at the time of Moses, there was a plan, there was a process, and there was a provision. After Moses ended, and then you come to the end of the old covenant, Christ came. And now, everything God gives to man, any man, in Israel, in Africa, in America, it doesn't go through Moses anymore. Moses came as a preliminary avenue or channel. Christ has now come. Actually, the ministry of Christ, the sacrifice of Christ, the provision from Christ had been ordained before the beginning of the world. And Moses just came so that he'll occupy the time, the period that there was, the one that had been ordained from the beginning, before the beginning of the world, is the real issue. We need to understand. Otherwise, there will be people after Christ has come that will still go to Moses and they say, Moses, what do I do to be saved? And then he goes through what Moses had said. Kill that lamb. Apply that blood. Put it on the lintels of your houses. And if you follow that, you'll be saved. Not now. You can't be saved now by following Moses. Now, when you consider all the religions of the world, Moses came first. And Moses is higher than all the religions of the world. If today the religion of Moses cannot save you, save me, or save anyone, any other religion, knowing that they are not even as good as the one of Moses to deliver a whole nation, to get them through the Red Sea, to provide water for everyone out of the rock. If that of Moses, higher, greater than any religion, if that of Moses cannot save you today, no other can save you today. That's why we're looking at the message today, salvation is coming to you. Let me hear a global amen. Salvation, redemption, justification, conversion, coming through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking to you tonight on the present emancipation that determines eternal destiny. The emancipation we have, we're not here to play games. We're not here for entertainment. We're here to prepare for eternity. The present emancipation that determines eternal destiny. Look at this, Acts chapter 13, reading from verse 38. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Christ, Messiah, Jesus, Emmanuel, the Lamb of God, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Through this man, the Christ, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Emancipator, Emmanuel, God with us, the one announced before the beginning of the world, through this man, the forgiveness of sin is preached unto you. Look at verse 39. And by him, no other name. By him, no other sacrifice. By him, all that believe are justified from all things. Look at this. From which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. We don't put Moses and Christ side by side and say, if this one does not help, that other one will help. We don't put Christ and the founder of any religion side by Christ and say, if this will not save, will not justify, will not forgive, will not pave the way to heaven, this other one will. It says, from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. That's why we're here today, for serious matter. You will be saved. You'll be justified. What does it mean to be justified? You've done bad, sinful things. And now you come to the court of the Almighty. That's the court. Once you appear there, there is no supreme court after his court. There is no appeal court after his court. What he says is final. And when you come there, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and you cannot plead innocent. And now, before the hammer hits the judgment platform, Christ comes in and he says, I'll forgive him, I'll save him, I'll set him free. And you accept, you know that in yourself you could not be saved. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no respite know? All these for sin cannot atone. Thou and thou alone must save. And you rely on him and trust him and believe him. That's how salvation comes to you. And it's coming tonight. I'm talking to somebody that says, it's coming tonight. The problem of humanity is the problem, allow me to talk, of the monkey. The monkey has a problem. He sees the banana and the groundnuts inside that glass jug. And monkeys love bananas. They love groundnuts. And puts hands there and grips that thing and wants to pull it out. Once he closes the hand, the mouth of the jug will not be wide enough. But if he draws that thing, then his hand can come up. But he holds the thing, he's holding it there. He tried to pull the hand. He said, this one, I will hold on to this one till I die. Yes, and he will die. Because the hunter will come while he's still trying to pull his hand and gripping that thing. The hunter will come and take his life. There are people like, they hold on to an idea like a monkey. They hold on to an opinion like a monkey. They think their work and they think what they do in obedience to the law of Moses will save them. They paint and they hang the Ten Commandments on the side of the wall. And they say, once I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, I am saved. Not today. By the obedience of the law. Those commandments that you put on the wall, by that shall no man be saved. It says, from which ye could not be justified, ye could not be saved, ye could not be redeemed by the law of Moses. But Christ is here, the Lamb of God. He died for you. And as you trust him tonight, and you believe him tonight, and say, yes, Lord, not the works of my hand can atone for me, can atone for my sin. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. Salvation has come to you. Once again, the present salvation, the present emancipation that determines eternal destiny. Look at verse 44 there. In verse 44, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. They heard in the previous verses I read that Moses could not save them, and David in the Psalms could not save them. And they heard that all the sacrifices that Moses had done and Aaron had assisted could not save them. The next Sabbath day, almost all the whole city came together. They wanted to hear that again so that they will be saved. That's why you are here tonight. You came so that you will be saved. You'll be saved in Jesus' name. Any amen there? Three things we're looking at. Number one, personal emancipation that decides endless happiness. The emancipation that is not just for today, not for tomorrow. The emancipation that decides endless happiness. Number two, popular emulations that destroy enduring health. Number three, promises embraced. The promise of God that he gives us now in Christ. Promises embraced determine our everlasting habitation. Where we live forever, where we dwell forever, where we abide forever, the glorious place, that paradise, that heaven, and the holy place of God, the abode of the Almighty, and the abode of the holy angels of God, the promises we embrace, the promises we hear, The promises will believe, the promises will personalize, and the promises will internalize. The promises that we embrace that will determine our everlasting habitation. I pray you'll be there. I said, I pray you will be there. Look at it. 1, 2, 3. And then the gate opens and we get in. I said, we get in. Number one, personal emancipation. Personal emancipation. As you breathe by yourself, personal, to keep alive, emancipation is personal. And as you eat by yourself, what daddy eats will not keep you alive. What your children eat will not keep you alive. It is what you take personally. Personally, personal emancipation that decides endless happiness. Look at this. Luke chapter 15, verse 7. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 90 and 9 just persons which need no repentance. When you say they don't need repentance, that's what they think. The Pharisees who are there, they think, I don't need repentance. I can recite for you Psalm 119. And they thought the recitation of the longest psalm in the book of Psalms will give them that justification. And they say, I don't need to repent. Nicodemus was asking, how can a man be born again when he's old? How can a man be born again? Are you a ruler in Israel? And you have gone through all the various stages of becoming a leader in Israel, and you don't know, except a man be born again. He cannot see, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The 99 righteous people, self-righteous people, the 99, look at me, this is how my heart is. I don't do anybody any good. I don't wish anybody any good. I'm a nice person from birth. I was born into salvation. I don't know about that. The Bible doesn't know about that. From birth, I was born into righteousness and justification. The Bible doesn't know anything about that, but they think they're righteous. Well, but one sinner, one evil man, one person that says, I am wrong. I'm just like everybody else. Can a clean thing come out of an unclean thing? No, not one. In sin did my mother conceive me. In transgression was I born. And it says the transgressor, he begins to transgress from the point of birth. It says when that sinner, when he recognizes and he turns, he repents, there'll be joy in heaven for you tonight in Jesus' name. Look at verse 10. Verse 10 is still basically saying the same thing. Repetition makes for emphasis. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. The sinner that comes and he says, Lord, you know all things. You know me more than I know myself. And whatever I look like on the outside, you know my heart, you know my thoughts, you know my feelings, you know my secret actions. Lord, I am the guilty one. And I look at Christ on the cross of Calvary, who died for me. I turn, I change, I return, I repent. That's how salvation comes. And there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Now, there are people, if you want to give your life to Christ, you want him to be your savior, you want him to be the Lamb of God who died for you, raise up your hand. You're willing to repent, you're willing to turn, and you're willing that the grace of God will come to you and change your life. Raise up your hand. They're looking at, you know, their right. Any other person raising up their hand before I can raise up my hand? I don't want to be the only one. Is there any other one there? And they stretch their neck and look. And if they cannot see anyone, then they say, okay, I'll not be the only one. But there is joy in heaven over one sinner, one sinner, one sinner. The one that says, I want to get to that endless happiness and I want to make the decision now. It doesn't matter whether others are responding or not. It doesn't matter whether others are going to assent, consent, and do what I do. I make up my mind. I will be the one sinner. That's the way. He doesn't want us to come in the crowd. And then while the crowd is moving, then we're moving. But you are that one. And you say, I give my life to Christ. I turn. I repent. And all those things of the past, I will never do them again. Your salvation will come. I said your salvation will come. And the angels of God over you will rejoice. Now, what's repentance? What I used to smoke, I smoke them no more. What's repentance? What I used to drink, that scatters my brain, I drink them no more. The nightclub I used to go. It's not, you know, I've been going to the nightclub. I come to a crusade. I raise up my hand. And then after the crusade, I go to a nightclub. There's no repentance there. If there's no change, if there's no transformation, if you're still like you were before, if you trust in Moses like you trusted in Moses before, and then you just add Christ so that Moses is 90%, Christ, come, join Moses. I give you 10% of my life. Jesus will not be a party to that. But you forsake the past. And you say Christ and Christ alone, the Savior, the one that died on the cross of Calvary, he and he alone, 100% of my heart, 100% of my trust, 100% of my faith. That's when there'll be joy in heaven. Look at verse 18 there. In verse 18, I will arise. This is the prodigal son. I will arise. This is the prodigal man. I will arise. This is the prodigal woman. I will arise. This is the prodigal cult member. I will arise. This is the prodigal evil person. I've gone into the far country. I've done what I shouldn't have done. I've been where I shouldn't have been. I, personal, personal, personal. You must take that decision personally, and you must not think of what will the people who knew me before, what will they say? I will arise and go to my Father, and I will say unto him, Father, I, not we, I, not the people I met in the far country. I won't accuse them that they polluted me. They took my money. They took my property. I will not accuse anyone. They made me to sign something. And they made me to make a covenant. They might have introduced me to that. I was the one that decided. I have sinned against heaven. And before thee, look at verse 19, and I am no more worthy. I am no more worthy. You know, the people that come to God and they say, God, I hear that you want people for salvation. You want people for emancipation. All right. I want to do you a favor so that you'll not be sad, you'll not be, you know, unhappy, that after all the preparations and everything they made, that nobody came. Okay, I came too, you know. Give attention to what you've said. Just because I want to have pity on you, God doesn't need your pity. It is you that have sinned. And then you know that you are not worthy, that God will give you grace, that God will give you mercy. What a great, great manifestation of his love. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And then in verse 20, and he arose. I will arise. That's intention. And he arose, that is action, intention. I will arise. That doesn't make it. I will change. That's intention. I will give it a thought. That is not a decision. I will consider it. That's just intention. It is when action meets intention that salvation will come. That justification will come. He arose and he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way up, his father saw him and had compassion on him. The Father, Heavenly Father, has been waiting for you. I lost my people. I said the Heavenly Father has been waiting for you. And as you make up your mind and you are saying, what this preacher is saying is true. I've spoiled my life. I've messed up my life. Think about it. I've gone that way. I've gone that way. Think about it. I'm like an angel in the public, a devil in the private. Think about it. I've spoiled everything that I had. I am a sinner. While you're hearing, while you're considering, while you're saying, yes, Lord, I will arise. Once they finish the preaching and they make the altar call, I'm not going to wait for any other person. I'm not going to, you know, pump up myself, and I'm not going to, you know, elevate myself to the place I wasn't. I will arise and I will go and I will say, I am here. I want forgiveness tonight. It will come to you. Amen. I said, it will come to you. Amen. And his father saw him afar off, and his father then had compassion on him and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. He received him. The Lord will receive you tonight. It will forgive you tonight. It will justify you tonight. It will change your life tonight in Jesus' name. And then the joy of the Lord will be your heart. Look at Acts chapter 15. I'm reading from verse 3 there. Acts chapter 15. We're looking at verse 3. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion, the repentance on their own part brought conversion, transformation, new life from the hand of God. Now, when it says declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, if those Gentiles, before Paul got to them, they were sacrificing to idols, and then after Paul had preached to them, they keep on sacrificing to idols, there'll be no conversion. If those people that had occultic magical arts before Paul came, after Paul ministered to them, they continue with their magical arts, their occultic arts, and their talisman. There's no conversion there. If those people who had been criminals and violent and evil, if before Paul came, they were violent and they were bad, they were evil. Before Paul came, they had their nightclubs. If after Paul came and left, they continued with their violence and fighting and adultery and fornication and filthiness, there's no conversion there. But the joy of the people of God is that Paul came to them. He met them in darkness and he told them about Jesus, the light of the world. And they came out of darkness and they came into the light. That's the conversion of the Gentiles. As you are here, the same word is coming to you. And that same word will lead you to repentance. And then what you were before, you are no more. There is a new life, there's a new trust, there is a new faith, there is a new conviction. And you are following now a new path that leads to eternal, endless happiness. And then it says, and they cause great joy unto all the brethren. The thing that brings the joy is the conversion. Tonight, your life will create joy in heaven. Your response will create joy in heaven. When you say bye-bye to the works of the flesh, bye-bye to the works of darkness, bye-bye to the attitude and the action of the animal, of the beast, and then there's a total change by the cleansing of the blood of the Lamb. There'll be joy on earth for you, joy in heaven for you, and your name will be written in the book of life. Amen. Number two now. We're coming to number two. Popular emulations that destroy enduring health. Now, the health we're talking about here, the health of the body, that's true. The health of the soul, the health of the spirit, the health of your mind. There are some things that destroy the health of our lives, and their emulations. You see, man does not feel that he can do anything of himself, and therefore he becomes a copycat. He becomes a person, he watches people, he uses bad language, he emulates them. He watches people, he drink that thing that will make the brain hot. He emulates them. They take the cigarette, and then when they see other people, they take marijuana, they emulate, they copy. They see other people going to, you know, some night places, and then they go there to do evil. Don't they know that it's evil? Yes, they know. Why do they do it? I learned of a man who went to the brothel wanting to have carnal, hellish pleasure with one of the people that will sell their bodies. And as he was looking for which one will give him attention, he saw there his own son and said, "My son, what are you doing here?" And the son replied and said, "Daddy, what are you looking for here? What you came for is what I came for. You are my father. You are doing it. I emulate you too." The father knew that it's wrong. And yet, we do what is wrong because We emulate the wrong person in life. And then we're wondering, the mother is asking the daughter, my daughter, why are you doing that? And says, mommy, you can talk to me, but you too, you do it. Why are you doing that? Son, why are you doing that? Daddy, let me ask you the same question. Why are you doing that? Emulation, emulation. And it's popular all over the world that we find people who copy others, who emulate others in things that are bad, and they destroy enduring health. Look at Psalm 106, verse 35. It says, but they were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. Mingled among the heathens and they learned their works. I learned of a young man, good man, religious, nice, and went to the college and university, and then came across gang, cult, and mingled with them and learned to sacrifice for them. Handed over his life, alive, to the devil. The emulation that destroys your future, that destroys your personality, that destroys your progress in life. They were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. But tonight, emancipation has come. You will come out of all those things you emulate, and the power of the Lord will break every chain, every shackle, every fetter in your life, in Jesus' name. I want you to look at something about emulation. It's in Galatians chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 19, but I'll pick it off from verse 20. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, it tells us in verse 19, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery of the flesh? Don't tell me you're spiritual and you have adultery of the flesh. Don't tell me you speak in tongues and then you have adultery. It's of the flesh. The works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Look at verse 20. It says idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations. Emulations. Emulations is right there in between the idolatry and the witchcraft and the hatred and the wrath and the strife and the sedition and the heresies. Emulations. Popular emulations. The things that people do, the places that people go, emulations. Look at verse 21. It says, envies and murders and drunkenness, revelings and such like. Look at this. Of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You see, all those emulations and copying and looking at, you know, the emulations now, you look at, you know, all those bad things on the internet and you copy and you emulate. Some people even get husbands from the, you know, internet now. They get wives from the internet now, and you know, they see all those things and other people give, and you know, how I got my own, how I got my own. And then there's emulation, all those bad, polluting, popular emulations will not allow the people who do that to get to the kingdom of God. But you will get to the kingdom of God. I will get there. I said, I will get there. You know what you have to do? All those emulations tonight. I said tonight, you cancel them out of your life. a new life will come. Life in Christ. Life by the Emancipator. Life by the Lamb of God that died for us and made sacrifice for all our sins. Tonight, as you drop all those popular things and you say, Lord, I come, I want joy in my heart, joy in my soul, joy in my spirit, joy of heaven dropping down in my heart, that joy will come. The goodness of the Lord, the grace of God will manifest in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Popular emulations. Some people don't know how to differentiate between something that is popular and what is profitable. And I can tell you, most popular things in the world are not profitable. They are not profitable for your soundness, for your health, for your salvation, and for your heavenward journey. But we come and we say today, as we hand over, as we surrender our lives to the Lord, all those bad things of the past, they'll be canceled in Jesus' name. If you're still there with me and you are going to do what the Lord is telling you tonight, amen. I come to number three now. Number three, we're looking at promises. The promises we embrace. The promises that God has given, that we embrace. And those promises determine our everlasting habitation. Everlasting habitation. We have the promise of eternal life. And that eternal life is yours as you turn away from your past and turn away from your sin. And you turn unto the Lord and you say, Lord, I believe. For me you died. For me you made the sacrifice. For me you gave, you provided what Moses in the law could not provide. And that promise of everlasting life will be yours tonight. The promise of justification, the promise of conversion, the promise of salvation, the promise of a new life. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature, old things are passed away. Behold, how many things have become new? Tell me, all things will become new in your life. Your heart new, your thoughts new. The direction of your life, new. Your behavior, new. Your character, new. The Lord will do it tonight. Titus chapter 1, we're reading from verse 2. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Before the world began, before Moses was born, before the world began, before those animal sacrifices, before the world began, before all that religion that people are holding on to, which cannot save, this promise of eternal life, that eternal life will come through Jesus Christ. Salvation will come through Jesus Christ. Justification will come through Jesus Christ. Emancipation will come through Jesus Christ. Eternal life will come through Jesus Christ. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. And that which the Lord promised before the world began is what is presented to you tonight. And as you come and you say, yes, now I understand. And God had you in mind to provide that eternal life, everlasting life, justification, salvation, redemption. As you know, God had you in mind, and now it says, whosoever will may come. Whosoever will. You want it, you can come. It says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's you to call upon the name of the Lord. It says, whosoever comes to me, I will for no reason push him away. I will not reject him. He will receive you. He will accept you. He will forgive you. It will change your life. It will turn your life around. Angels are watching now, and there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents tonight. God will rejoice on your behalf. Christ, who died for you on the cross of Calvary, will rejoice because of you. And the angels who have been watching the effect of the sacrifice of Christ, as you come and you are the candidate of salvation tonight, angels will rejoice because of you. And the church, the true church, the Bible-believing church, will rejoice because of you. Are you there? Where are you? Okay, I see you there. Hi, but in my front, where are you? Are you there? Are you there in body but not in spirit? Are you there physically but you are not there spiritually? Are you there? Are you there? Your salvation has come. Amen. Justification has come. Amen. Your redemption has come. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You know, not the work of your hand can in any way save you. Not the tears on your face can in any way save you. Not your good works can in any way save you. But Christ, who died for you on the cross of Calvary, he is the only one, the only name that can save. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You want this forgiveness, this salvation, this justification that Moses cannot give, that Aaron cannot give, that David cannot give, that no prophet of the Old Testament or of the present day can give. The salvation that only Christ can give. You want that now? Very simple. Raise up your hand there and say, Lord, I am here today. I will not go without this salvation. Raise up that hand. Make it a day you mean this now with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. As you are raising up your hand, you will stand up, you say, I want to identify myself to now I understand that this is the only way for me to be saved. And I give myself to Christ tonight. Angels recognize true repentance and false repentance. Angels recognize the repentance that comes from the heart and the one that comes from the lips. But they will only rejoice if your repentance is genuine. That you say, Lord, I abandon the evil ways. I abandon the nightclubs. I abandon the fornication. I abandon the popular emulations. I abandon all the works of the flesh, all the works of darkness. And I surrender my life unto Christ. Stand up, stand up. He's waiting for you. And he'll give you the power. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you the grace. You'll come into new life. While you are there, quietly tell the Lord there, oh Lord, I'm sorry for all the bad things I've done in the past. I come to you now, depending not on myself, depending not on religion, depending on Christ and Christ alone. Save me, Lord. Turn me around. Touch my life. Grant me definite, proper repentance. And I will not go back to those evil things anymore. By your grace, by your power, and by your cleansing. I'm praying for you now. Keep on standing, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your compassion. And we're asking that, Lord, you forgive everyone that truly repents now in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that genuine salvation, real conversion, and real transformation of life and of heart will come to everyone now in Jesus' name. Give them the joy of salvation, the peace in salvation, the new life in salvation, the grace in salvation. And Lord, I pray, heaven will rejoice because of every one of them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. A good Alpha location resounding amen. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there, and they'll take your details. We're rejoicing with you because you have come to the real salvation and conversion of the Lord. We call on our moderating pastor tonight to take over this session, and then after that, we'll come for the miracle prayer.
Praise the Lord. You are welcome into the family of God. As you have heard, heaven is rejoicing because of you. Our counselors are beside you there now. The member of the choir, please, could you please join the counselors? Don't sit down yet. You give the details, your name, your telephone number, the 11 digits. And if you are watching over television or through WhatsApp, please, this is a crucial time. You are welcome into the family of God. You will see the number on your television. You need to pick, and through that, get what is going on in the location now, get it done. And if you are connected anywhere, globally, heaven is rejoicing because of you. Angels are rejoicing because of you. This is a crucial time. You are welcome into the family of God. No movement yet, because our Father in the Lord is coming back with the mantle of heaven to kick away the problems from your life. But before he does that, if you are giving your life to Jesus, give the details to the counselors with you there now. Your name, your contact address. Have that done so that more can see come to you. You can be visited. Then you can be taken care of spiritually. Get that done now. Give your name. You are born again now. So you give correct name, correct telephone numbers. God is going to bless you as you are doing that. Counselors, a soul is so precious. You must reach out to everyone. If you are in the car park, anywhere around this Alpha location, even the counselors have not attended to you, raise up your hand. You are important. Welcome into the family of God. It is wonderful to be saved. And it is wonderful to be identified with the body of Christ. Give your name. give your contact address, and anywhere you are watching globally. This is precious time now. Get involved. Don't be missed out. Counselors, please let's reach out to everyone, young and old. It's glorious to be part of the body of Christ. Global audience, please get the same thing done. The number that you see on your screen now, you get connected through that. The number plus 234-915-444-92-3463. Counselors, please reach out to these our wonderful brethren whom the Lord has brought into the fold. If you have not been identified, please indicate so that you can be seen and you can be attended to. Understand, you are precious to the Lord. The angels are rejoicing because of your decision tonight. Great decision. Glorious decision. And don't go yet, because the rain of miracle is coming down. After this, our Father in the Lord is coming back. And tonight, you are going to have testimony. Tonight, you are going to receive your healing. That mountain in your life must move. While we are attending to the converts, I would advise you bow down your head and begin to communicate with heaven. That tonight, Lord, let it be my night. Tonight, Lord, let it be my night. The night of total emancipation. And our converts, the convert of the Lord, our brethren who are joining the church of the Lord, Universal Church, be identified. If I were you, I would be praying now. I would be waiting in anticipation that the power of the Lord will roll down the miracles, that I will not miss my own. Counselors, let's make sure we attend to everyone. Tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. I will not miss it. I will not miss my miracle. The power that rose Lazarus from the grave is available tonight. Begin to present your request to the Lord. Remember the congregational song we sang. I must tell Jesus. Begin to tell Jesus now before our Father in the Lord comes up. Counselors, please. If you have not been attended to, could you please just wave your hand to those counselors around? The greatest blessing you are receiving here is that salvation of your soul. Give the details. Give the telephone number, 11 digits. Let it be completed. And as you are giving your life to the Lord tonight, remember, tomorrow, 3 p.m., their special period is for you. Just at the back of the congregation here, by my left side, lunch hour with Jesus. And you will not be disappointed. You will be happy. Counselors, let's know. I have not been attended to. Could you please raise up your hand if you have given your life to Jesus Christ? Counselor, don't leave anyone unattended to. As the counselor attends to those newcomers, you are there. Be communing with Christ, because tonight the Lord will remember you. Those who are far behind and those who are towards the car park, please let's attend to every one of them. As soon as you finish attending to them all, please let out the signal. Because tonight is your night. You will jubilate. You will rejoice. The counselor should round up now. Let's all stand up. Okay, we can see the flag. Our Father is here already. Rise up. It is time to receive.
Praise the Lord. My time has come. Personal. Personal emancipation from every sickness, every infirmity, every plague. Amen. Every satanic attack. Personal emancipation is coming your way. Where are you? You know, you have to personally understand that this time of prayer is particularly for you. And then as you hear the final amen, you check up yourself. You have been healed. You have been delivered. Speak the word only. I will be healed. You have any challenge? You lay one hand, if possible. Well, you have the challenge. Then you raise up the other hand. Instantaneously, immediately, the power of the Lord will work in your life. Are you ready? Heaven is ready for you. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you already. We glorify you already. We give the praise to you already for what you're doing in every life right now. Here at the Alpha location, all over our country, every congregation where we're connected together, those who are individuals and they're connected all over Africa, beyond Africa. Lord, I pray right now, I send forth your emancipation, your healing to everyone in Jesus' name. To their blind eyes, open their blind eyes. The deaf and the dumb, release them. They will hear and speak in Jesus' name. Swelling anywhere in the body. Lord, I pray your mighty power will deflate that swelling. They will be totally healed in Jesus' name. Cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Whatever stage of the cancer, whatever pain, whatever you are going through now, I send forth the healing streams into your body. Amen. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Those who are lame, those who have broken bones, those who have one leg shorter than the other, one arm shorter than the other, stroke, arthritis, be healed in Jesus' name. Bad eyesight, dim eyesight, total blindness, I pray for you right now. Receive your sight. Those blind eyes, I command you, be opened and see bright clearly now in Jesus' name. Lord, whatever the challenge, whatever the sickness, whatever the infirmity, Lord, I pray you give them a miracle, healing, deliverance touch right now. On my right, healing miracle. To my front, to the back, miracle and healing. To the left, deliverance, healing, miracle in Jesus' name. Online, everywhere, as you connect with Christ now, you are connected with miracle, with healing, with deliverance, confirm it in every life. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name I pray. Check up yourself there. The healing is there. The miracle is there. You have a testimony.
Check up yourself.